Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Congress has left Washington without passing any relief for those who rely on the Affordable Care Act tax credits. Those credits are set to expire December 31st, and lawmakers won't be back until 2026. Governor Walz painted a bleak picture for how this will impact health care in Minnesota.
Tens of thousands of Minnesotans, farmers, small business owners, self-employed families who rely on these subsidies are going to see their costs rise dramatically. Rural hospitals and their health care systems will be hurt the most. People who still need care are going to go, and they're going to go for uncompensated care at the emergency room, and those are going to fall on hospitals that are already strained to the breaking point.
Republican Congressman Tom Emmer says the pandemic-era subsidies were never meant to be permanent, instead of more short-term fixes. We need real reforms that lower costs and give families more choices in their health care. A House vote could take place the first week of January, but up to 22 million Americans will already face higher premiums. Attorney General Keith Ellison is warning Minnesotans about cryptocurrency ATM scams. Ellison says scammers often demand payment through crypto ATMs because transactions are nearly impossible to trace. He stresses no government agency will ever ask for payment this way. Losses nationwide have surged to $250 million in 2025. With flu cases on the rise and holiday gatherings in full swing, health officials urge Minnesotans to get vaccinated, one of the best ways to stop the spread. Melissa McMahon is with the State Department of Health.
This is not an unexpected time of the year for that. This is usually when we see flu activity kind of start to increase, and then usually we see it really increase over the holidays due to people traveling and getting together and things like that.
In other headlines, a late-season chronic wasting disease management hunt kicked off today in 8 deer permit areas in southeastern Minnesota. The DNR's Eric Hildebrand says there's been a slight uptick in CWD infections in the state this season.
We have about 100 positive confirmed deer and another 16 that are suspect awaiting the confirmation test. Kind of put it in perspective, last year in total for the entire fall, we had 95 confirmed positive hunter-harvested deers.
Hildebrand says this weekend is an opportunity for hunters to harvest additional deer and help slow the spread of CWD. A Rochester man is jailed after authorities found a large amount of methamphetamine during a traffic stop. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Office says more than 3 pounds of meth was seized from the suspect vehicle Wednesday. The 57-year-old driver was taken into custody pending first-degree drug charges. This is MNN.